Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Pomp and Joe Show, getting ready for a big football game tonight. In the meantime, just as a cleanup mission here, we have responses to our questions to the general about this Paul Skeens card, the golden ticket card that everybody's after. The general telling us he's going through multiple cases of cards per day because everybody wants that one, the one Paul Skeens. I guess it's a jersey patch. Or it's one of a kind, right? Am I right about that?
Yeah, it's the jersey patch from his debut game on a card that is also signed by Skeens.
So tell us the questions we asked the general and his text responses limits.
So, Bob, you were curious, how do we know that the card is in circulation right, and that Topps isn't holding it? The general said you just need to trust their integrity and trust Topps.
Bob might have hit on something here.
No, I just wonder, because I think a lot of people are searching, and it's strange to me. How many days has this been going on? With all these Topps cards everywhere around the world, apparently, no one's found one yet.
I'm sorry, Limits, I interrupted you. What else did he say?
That's completely okay. He also said that, yes, Bob, there is a Jared Jones card that is in circulation.
So if you get that one, you may not think much of it right now. You hang on to it. All of a sudden, he becomes a 20-game winner or multiple Cy Young. Who knows? How much will that worth? It won't be worth. Skeens is a different situation. No,
this is the holy grail right here.
But the other part of it is, if you're going to make a deal with the Pirates on this, which I assume you have to make, well, you don't have to. You can just keep the card. But if you want their deal, you can also leverage it up, right? You'd have to. I would not, as much as I appreciate all that what they've offered.
Something tells me that the offer is going to cut off at the point that money is requested, Bob.
First of all, the Pirates want it for what? Did we hear a clarity on why the Pirates want it? Is it just a display as their own? Why do the Pirates want it?
That's another question. I don't know, Bob. You're asking me all these questions. I don't have the answers.
I'm sorry I brought it up. You would text me.
And then he just told me that Jeff's on the line. I have no idea who Jeff is.
It's the general, Jeff Patton.
Oh. Nobody's ever called him Jeff on this show. It's the general. He's on the line.
Yes, he is.
Hello, General. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Bob has many questions.
No, I texted, talked. I got answers. I understand. What I don't understand, though, General, is this one about the card. And you saying, you got to trust them. That's fine. Except, would you say that under normal circumstances, you get this, like this card would be captured by someone within a week or not?
Well, good morning, first of all. Thanks for having me. It's impossible to tell, right? Because here's the thing, especially for the timing of the card, keep in mind Christmas is right around the corner. I'd say 30% of the people that are buying the boxes for me say, this is going under the tree. So lots of those things are going to be in Christmas wrapping paper.
See?
And thereby won't be embedded until sometime around noon, right before kickoff of the Chiefs-Steelers game.
So you're predicting that's when it'll happen?
When do I think it'll happen?
Yeah, do you think that's the most likely time?
I think that it's a great possibility as to why it hasn't come out faster, because I'll tell you, people are shredding them at a record pace. We had 69 people on the list this morning, and tomorrow's list already has a handful of people ready to go if we can come up with more tomorrow.
Well, so Bob might be onto something here that they could conceivably, I mean, it would be a smart business move to be holding it back so people keep buying them right up until Christmas, right?
Well, I have to tell you, the way it works in cards, you got to remember now, they make money on a per unit basis, right? Like, so there's a lot of fuss in the market, and it's great. It's good for everybody. All boats go higher in a rising tide. That being said, they produce a product. They move it out off their pallets. There is no more. I've made 100 calls to Tops. Hey, I need more. There is no more. It's in the marketplace now. This is where it differentiates itself from other businesses. If we sold ice cream cones and you ran out of cones, you call somebody in the strip and they bring you 50 more cases. This thing is different. They make the product one time. They embed the autographs in the product. They move it off their pallets. Now it's in other places. This is what makes it a commodity like silver or gold, right? Like, and there's ebbs and flows. So I call every day to people in St. Louis or Arizona that maybe not selling them quite as fast as we are here at Ground Zero. I mean, they have guys, we have the guy, right? So I think it's being ripped faster than ever in Pittsburgh than anywhere else.
That makes sense.
Can we get limits on a list for tomorrow? Limits, will you go out and pick up a case?
I will, yes.
Or a pack or something? Is there room, room on the list, General, or no?
Oh, yeah, there's always room on the list.
All right, put Limits' name on there. We may have a live opening of a card pack next week.
It wouldn't be a bad idea. It's the craziest thing of all time. And, Joe, we've talked about this. There's been a lot of crazy things, especially in the last 4 years since COVID.
Yeah.
But this is unprecedented. But so Paul Skeens is unprecedented, right?
How much is this card? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go.
How much is this card, in your estimation, eventually going to be worth? Like, I've seen the Pirates offer, when you add up everything, put at, I don't know, well over $1 million or so. How much pure cash will this card be worth someday?
It's going to go between 1.5 and 2.
That's if he, is that predicated on what he does, or is it just going to be that way regardless?
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, the conjecture about pitchers being injured comes up all the time. This is the beautiful part, right? Like, he has a runway that extends all the way to April 1st where he can't do anything but good, right? He's not getting hurt in December, January, February. You know, hopefully he never gets hurt. That being said, that is a factor with cards and pitchers. People typically put money in. That's what makes this phenomenon even more incredible. Investors typically put their money into hitters because hitters get an injury and they recover. Pitchers, maybe not. But that being said, the runway is clear till opening day of next year, and then it, hopefully for Pirate fans and for Mr. Skeens, that this thing extends for years to come. You know, by all accounts, it looks like it's going to be nothing but ascending. I will say this, too. I think there's a factor in regards to Skeens. Major League Baseball has chosen him to be, like, he's earned it, but they've hitched their wagon to him, right? Like, I mean, he started the All-Star game 8 weeks after he got to the big leagues. He won the Rookie of the Year. Jackson Merrill had an unbelievable year, and position players typically get it. There's a predisposition to liking what Paul Skeens brings to the table. I mean, he's Paul Bunyan. He's different than everybody else, right?
Yeah, no question. So that's going to be interesting to see.
Our guy. That's the best part is he's our guy.
And that's a good point you made, that people are ripping them open here when Tuesday is Crown Zero. Everywhere else across the country, maybe, you know, they're interested because they know about his story, but maybe not so much as here.
So it's red hot everywhere, and it's white hot here.
It's amazing. It's just amazing to me that this day and age of technology, everything being on a screen, and it's not just, this is like an unusual case, but that cards, good old-fashioned baseball cards, are still a big deal, General. I'm heartened by that.
Oh, me too. I just had a conversation 15 minutes ago about this with someone who was hearkening back to his childhood. There's still something cool about sitting on the edge of your bed, right? Like, he said, yeah, but cards aren't like they were when I was 12. I said, nothing was like it was when you're 12. You know, you got a mortgage payment to worry about now, but there's still something romantic about holding that thing in your hand, and maybe it has something to do with being the anti-electronic device, right? Like where you're tired of looking stats up. When we wanted to know how many home runs Yaz had, we flipped on the back of a baseball card.
Does Bob have a card?
No, I don't have one.
He should if he doesn't.
I should. Can you save me one, too?
Do you have a bobblehead, Bob?
Maybe we'll work on that.
I do have a bobblehead.
A fan baseball card set sponsored by Baseball Card Castle. That might be a thing.
Hold on. Bob just said he does, in fact, have a bobblehead. How did that come about? In general, do you have one?
I'll have to look. We got about 1,500 bobbleheads on the shelf out here. I might have one.
I have actually two different ones that were given to me as a thank you for emceeing banquets. So they're you know very interesting. One looks like me. One has one. I look like who's the guy who just said Dwayne? I look like Dwayne Wade. I don't even recognize myself.
This is unbelievable. These are very rare. So you have the only two.
Well, no, they had others that they were giving to people as. But it was just because of a thank you for.
We should put out an offer if somebody can find them. You get to sit in a suite with City Limits watching a game.
They're giving out bobbleheads.
Very nice.
You like
limits.
That one, Horse?
Yeah. Did you get that one, Bob?
Horse.
Yeah. No, bobblehead.
I heard.
Yeah.
There does need to be one other declaration. Like, this isn't a one-trick pony. Matt Holliday offered a $100,000 bounty yesterday for Jackson Holliday, his son's card. So the illusion that it's just Skeens, now the mania is Skeens-driven, but it's not the only thing. There's 215 rookies that have debut patches, including Jared Jones, right? Like, now they're not going to be a $1 million card, but those will be thousands of dollars.
Mm. Well, General, thank you for taking the time out of a busy day. How many packs are in a case, and is it cases that you sell them by?
We do both. Incrementally, we break them down and sell them by the pack because people sometimes don't want to invest what it takes to get 24 packs. So there's 24 in a box. There's 6 boxes in a case. So you have 144 in a case. But we'll sell them one pack at a time, 24 at a time. Some people walk out with a bag with a couple hundred of them.
How many cases have you sold already today?
We had 6 an hour ago, and they're gone. So we're already starting to pledge against tomorrow's.
So how much is it for a pack?
$17.
Okay.
Is there gum in it?
There is no gum.
See, that's the one thing I used to like about
those
things.
Industry.
Yeah.
What'd you say, General? I didn't hear that because Bob interrupted.
Gum is an offense to the baseball card industry now. Ironically, Topps started out as a gum company, but nobody wants the gum. They don't want it laying next to their $1 million Skeens card.
Oh, my God. Bob, I'm with you. I didn't realize there was no more gum, and that was the best part in some ways.
I love the gum.
1992.
Wow. All right.
When does the gum go bad, General? I had a pack of cards from a long time ago. I don't know. Maybe about a year ago.
I'm not willing to test it.
And it was black and moldy.
That's your first clue.
I'm not willing to test it.
Thank you, General.
All right, General.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
You too. See, that's the thing. Things get old quick. You don't even know, like alcohol, if you have sitting around, it's opened, or wine. If you don't consume it in a fairly quick.
I thought
quick,
wine got better with age,
after it's open.
Okay.
It'll turn into, some sort of acidy tasting thing.
What were your typical weekend days like when you were a kid, Bob? Where were you? Aliquippa?
Hopewell Township.
Yep. Would you get on the bike, go out and buy a pack of cards, go to a Little League baseball game?
We did all of that. You know, I was just telling Austin here, he grew up with this thing, mostly, and today's kids are going to have it. I wish people got to experience life before electronic media, social media, electronic anything, because I think that's the one thing that they could all use as kids growing up. Just you went out and played. We had everyone in our neighborhood pick up baseball games or basketball games. There was camaraderie, social activity, all of it. Being out in the fresh air. You didn't do it on your laptop sitting in a basement. You did it outside. You actually did it.
Right.
So I wish you could have experienced that.
Did you throw the glove on the handlebars on the way to the Little League game?
We actually had fights. We got so intense there were fights.
During baseball games?
During basketball games.
Ah.
You know.
Who had the hoop? Local park or somebody had it in their driveway?
Jeff down the street was one of our guys. He had it right. So everybody on the street played. And we had a lot of kids. So
there was a kid on our street who had a hoop that was a little lower so you could dunk on it. The greatest play of my sports career. Kevin Gibbs was guarding me. Pretty good athlete. Had him at the top of the key. I did a left-handed bounce from all the way out there off the backboard. went and got it off the backboard and dunked. It's still the greatest play.
Well, it was
on the short hoop. Okay. Yeah.
Still.
It was unbelievable, good. Bob.
I sense you have some really good foul shooting in you. You strike me as someone who does.
Yeah, I just outshot the Atlantic 10 player of the year, but who's bragging, Bob?
And you have it on tape?
At least at the foul line. Megan McConnell, and this is going to come out today on social media, shot the lights out from three-point land. Then we had a nice little battle at the foul line, and then there's video of limits, and you didn't go over the line. I checked the video, cranking a half-court shot on his first try.
What was his reaction?
You'll see it on the video.
Okay, that's a good tease.
It'll be up on 93.7 The Fan. It'll be up on what, Facebook?
It'll be on Facebook, X? Twitter, and Instagram.
Twitter's called X now, Limit.
You can still call it Twitter.
No, I still can. Call it Twitter.
I do.
So do I.
The logo we have on our video feed is Twitter. The little bird.
I'm sorry. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia. Peters Township, visit them at southhillskia.net. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Coming up, we had a little delay there, but I thought that was interesting for, I mean, really, a topic you're not going to get very often, which is a golden ticket, Paul Skeens card out there, and people just going wild trying to get it. We should have a card opening next week on the show, will we?
I will get in touch with the general again and see if we can get some cards, yeah.
Thank you, Limits.
How about if we won it? Would it be shared?
Like, could you imagine we open them up on the air and I pull it?
Why don't we open it up just the three of us? Somebody has it. Is that a group thing?
Yes. Then? I think we might have to sign something before that, but yes, I think it would
Why
be a
would
group
you
thing.
Sign something if you don't trust
because
people
I don't
around?
Trust
we work
you.
Together.
You I don't. Don't trust you don't. Yet. We've only worked together for a day.
Okay.
We just announced the show yesterday.
I've been
yesterday.
Working with you for two
Not
and a half,
as an official show.
Okay.
And I don't trust him either.
You don't trust him?
No.
That innocent-looking man?
No.
I don't trust you either.
See what I mean, Bob?
This is
That's
how
what money
this
does
is what
to people.
It, does. It breaks up
That's
families.
Right.
These people win lotteries.
You started it.
That's what money does to people.
No, I would just say friendly. It's divided by three.
No, I'm actually.
I can't believe you would say that.
I'm bringing an attorney to the show on Monday.
I have my lawyers on standby.
Well, wait. What would we do if we won? Would we take the Pirates offer or just take pure cash from somebody?
No, we would have to see. That's where we're going to have a difference of opinion.
I would actually rather have the Pirates offer. No,
Bob already has the tickets behind home plate.
Yeah,
you see him all the time.
You don't need the Pirates offer at all. I wouldn't rather have the Pirates offer. I'd rather have pure
cash. No, you'd
want
the Pirate offer plus some.
Plus cash.
They have to know that there's going to be some negotiating involved.
Might other teams
just
in
like
town step up?
Just like we would have to negotiate.
Up?
I wouldn't negotiate with you guys. I'd just say divided by three, whatever it is, even though there are two seats, alternate.
Yeah, but if we divide it by three, you're going to wind up taking all the best baseball games. We're going to wind up
No, I'm not. You don't know me. You think you know me.
We're going to wind up at the... I don't know. Who's the worst team in baseball these days? Whenever they come to Pirates-Angels games is where me and Limits will wind up.
We sit in front row at the Marlins game at 12:35.
Should the Pirates make a pitch for Mike Trout? That just occurred to me. What state is he in right now? I mean, physically, what state? Is he okay? Can he play baseball again?
He's missed a lot of time. That doesn't mean I wouldn't be interested in him. He's still young enough where he could be very, very productive. They need to do something.
Half of Mike Trout would be productive than anybody else in their lineup, except for two guys. All right.
How about if part of the demand of the Pirates is, okay, we'll take your offer, but you have to give us Mike Trout.
Right. Somebody called in yesterday and said they basically wanted to hold them hostage on trading for players and things like that before they gave up the card. The injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Myles Garrett appeared on the injury list. Did you see that, Bob? Is he going to play?
No, I didn't see. When did that happen? He wasn't earlier, was he?
Yeah, I thought it was yesterday it happened.
I don't know.
Maybe it was Tuesday. It sounded to me like a game timer, but maybe we'll find out more. Limits, have you seen that? Myles Garrett on the injury report?
I think he's still supposed to play, though, right? Just bumps and bruises.
Well, that seems to be the question. I guess. Yeah. I guess he will. That's not good enough, Bob, who's already left his seat. We're in the middle of a segment here. Bob's leaving. Are you watching this?
I am. Bob
what's
Bob.
For lunch, by
Did
the
Bob
way?
Bob just fall. Are you okay, Bob?
Wait, Bob, are you only here till noon?
Yes. You know that.
I just remembered it. Are we having lunch?
No. I have things that I got to do. It's a busy day for us.
What if we ordered lunch now and had it at 11:45?
No, it's okay. You can do it.
Will you treat us to lunch?
I can't. I won't be here to pay the bill.
Just in the middle of the field.
Just leave cash.
By the way, you say I leave. The reason I leave is because you're in the middle of signing off this segment, reading your things.
How do you know I was signing off? I remember what I was doing. I was given the injury report. That's
no,
not
you
signing.
Weren't.
Yes, I
no,
was.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. Limits, was I not?
Yeah, you were.
You were wrong, Bob.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll stay in my chair.
Coming up.
No, I can't wait for you to read all the promos. Let's go.
Now you can go. We're done.
No, I'm staying.